It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
What if all the things that we're worried about that are going to end our planet, whether it's mass war that breaks out over the globe, nuclear annihilation, what if it actually is an asteroid that kills us? Wouldn't that be cray, yo?
That would be cray.
There's one heading towards us. It's called the 2024 YR4.
Yeah, but it's 2025.
So it's not allowed to hit us.
Wait, what?
It's a year late.
I guess they name it after the year it was discovered.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, like a virus.
Right. Like COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
19 stands for 2019?
Yep.
Omnicon.
Why don't we call it COVID-2019?
It's too long.
Okay. It's not that much longer, yeah. But, well, 2024 YR4, okay, we name hurricanes, why can't we name asteroids? Like, what is preventing us from naming asteroids?
It's too many.
Well, not the ones that threaten the Earth.
Don't yeah, we, there's still many of those,
like,
too.
It seems like we have more hurricanes a year than life-threatening asteroids. So we need to come up with names for asteroids.
Just sit back. It's hurricane routine.
No, there's no routine. I'm just trying to improve the world a little bit right now.
Okay.
Because people are having a hard time talking about asteroids because we don't have names for them. This was first detected by the Asteroid Terrestrial Impact Last Alert System Station, or the ATLAS.
Okay.
That's how they've retrofitted the name, the acronym, in Chile in December. And the asteroid, they estimate that it measures up to 220 feet across. So that is large enough to be considered a city killer.
Wow.
It could kill a city because it would cause such severe damage. They initially thought there was a small chance it would hit the Earth, but that probability at the time was estimated to be 3% earlier this year, and now they've did some recalculation. I think, nah, it might not hit Earth, but it has a 4% chance of hitting the moon.
Uh-oh.
Math, dude.
So they've eliminated the chance that it would hit Earth?
That's what it says. That
okay.
They said that, a collision with Earth was later ruled out.
How can they know that if they think it could hit the moon?
I know.
That seems awfully close.
I know. And the moon's so much smaller.
Right.
What are the chances it's going to hit the moon?
4.3.
It's highly unlikely.
I know. That's a lot higher than you'd think. But they've suggested researchers launching a mission to conduct a reconnaissance of the asteroid. They want to spy on it and see its mass up close. So they're saying that if we examine it and determine that it's bigger than we thought, or we look at its course a little bit closer, they're saying that we could build an explosive device and then deploy it to go blast the asteroid out of the sky.
Wow.
What's the movie where we do that?
Look Up There or something with Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, that was Don't Look Up, but I don't know that we did send
what's
a
the one where some dude detonates
one,
it on the asteroid?
Course. We've done it a couple
high
times.
Or Armageddon.
Armageddon,
thank you.
Okay.
What was that? I don't remember that movie.
That's the one with Bill similar Pullman that was the president that gave the
speech. Similar story, and they had to nuke it, but somehow they couldn't shoot it there, so someone landed on it and stuffed a bomb down in it.
Yeah, and it
pushed
was a
detonate.
It was a suicide mission, right?
Yeah.
And that was the high drama of it. Would you volunteer to be the person that puts the nuke on the asteroid to save the world?
It depends what I had going on in my life at the time. If I was
saving the Earth may not be up
wait,
there.
Wait, wait, wait. So you're saying that if you had a lot of errands to run, you would not do it because
no,
couldn't fit it in your schedule.
Not errands. If I was happy with my life, I'd want someone else to do it. If I was unhappy with my life, I'd volunteer.
Great. Okay.
All right. But let's say that you're the person who decides to go stuff the nuke down the throat of the asteroid and then laugh maniacally and scream as the asteroid opens its eyes real wide and goes, and then all of a sudden cut to the long shot, far away shot, and you see the asteroid explode.
You look the asteroid in the eyes, and at the last second you say, hasta la vista, baby.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it blows up.
Deliver your great line, and then it blows up. Let's say that you're the one who did that. When you're going up there on that mission and everyone's watching on television, every TV is tuned into the live stream of you doing this earth-saving, humanity-saving act.
You're beloved.
You're thinking, my name will be remembered for all time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you save the earth.
Mm-hmm.
In 6 months, will people be going about their day not thinking anything of you?
Just correct. Yeah.
Sending their rooster shots to people. And
yep.
Well, you always work those in.
Working grinder. Just doing everything that just completely ignores the sacrifice that you made.
Yes.
That this was the freedom that you died for, was for people to argue with each other on Reddit.
I would be appreciated for about 2 months.
Yes. So, yeah, I guess a nuclear explosion is the only one that you can do for an asteroid. Why they never talk about using dynamite or C4.
It's not big enough.
It's got to be a nuclear explosion.
Yeah.
And what do nuclear explosions do in space? Is that somehow
blow things up?
They blow them up real good.
But I'm saying, all right, now I know I sound like a sixth grader.
Let me Google this.
Oh, no, not at all.
I want to pre-say that.
Nuclear
but
explosions do
how much
in space.
Matter is there in space? Like, I thought that the nuclear explosion needed air molecules and stuff to be spreading, you know, from
oxygen?
Nuclei to nuclei, and the explosion happens that way.
Look at all that stuff on Star Wars. That thing blowed up real good.
If you go out in the middle of space, is there enough molecules around you?
Yeah, you're onto something.
Space force.
To split and explode. Molecules.
So, I don't know, man.
A nuclear explosion in space creates electromagnetic pulses and a burst of charged particles that can disable and destroy satellites, in this case, by creating a long-lasting artificial radiation belt that's called a Van Allen belt.
Wait, what's
a ring? It's a ring of charged particles that loops out from Earth.
Okay.
Yes, science!
So they say that in space there would be no fireball or shockwave or mushroom cloud from a nuclear explosion.
Right.
Just this belt of electromagnetic particles.
Which I'm a little bit thrown by. Artificial radiation? Is that what it said?
Oh, my God.
By creating a long-lasting artificial radiation belt.
Like, I don't know the difference between a real radiation belt and an artificial radiation belt.
It doesn't matter. You don't ever have to learn that.
And if they have the exact same consequences, then why is one artificial?
Yeah. I don't know, Gordo. We'll be back tomorrow.
Well, I'm trying to tell you about saving the Earth.
Talking to you, Gordon.
If you had to pick one person from the ticket to go up there and execute this move,
I guess I'm the only one qualified.
EA. Why are you qualified? Would you trust EA?
He has watched a lot of Star Trek. Yeah, let's send EA.
Yeah,
just for
EA,
comedy reasons. Let's send EA.
We'd be all watching the TV, okay? T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here comes the explosion, and the explosion doesn't happen. And they cut to the spacecraft, and EA had fallen asleep in there.
Or he's hitting golf balls on top of the asteroid.
Because the only way he can get distance
to improve his golf game.
So here's one scientist that says if you set off a nuclear explosive in space, there would be a big flash and satellites or whatever within the line of sight would pretty much be immediately taken out of commission by the radiation.
Okay.
Then there's this electromagnetic pulse.
But no mushroom cloud.
I don't understand
and no
this.
Shockwave.
X-rays from the explosion collide with atoms in the upper atmosphere and release electrons through a process called Compton scattering.
Okay. Okay. How do we know that answers. Scientists aren't just making up all this stuff? Like they throw all these terms in papers, and we just go, oh, "That sounds real official and everything."
Well, unlike you, they've done hours and hours of research.
Compton radiation or whatever this is.
No, but I straight out of paid Compton attention radiation. In science, and you didn't either.
Van Allen belt. Yeah. What about that?
You never even took physics. There's no way.
I didn't need to take physics. I understand it.
Yeah. I just read a story and then ask a bunch of questions. That's all I got to do.
Anyway,
exhausting.
So that's what's going to happen.
Okay. Thank you. I have no idea what you just said.
The moon's going to be taken out. And did you know that we're going to have Chinese astronauts on the moon by 2030?
Oh, really?
What are they doing up there?
China.
They want to build a nuclear power plant.
On the moon?
Yes. Which I don't quite understand. Like, how's that going to help us down on Earth? But maybe they mean that they're going to build one up there so that they could put in a subdivision.
Yeah, they're going to get there 60-plus years after we got there.
That's right. Yeah, I want to get back to that story about how we're the best ones.
Yeah, y'all are 2,000 late.
All right, Gordo, thanks. That's the ODEC.